Dude, what the fuck? What did you do to my girl? What happened to her? You hear what I'm saying to you? If I was taking care of this cat, she would have probably lived another 5 years, I think. Maybe not. Maybe not. But I just got a phone call right now, and you know what time it is? It's not business hours. It's 10:20 p.m. I get a phone call. This had to be discussed for weeks. No? You don't just wake up one day and go, you know what? Tomorrow we're going to put her down. I get a phone call. It's 10:20 at night to let me know tomorrow they're putting her down. And I can't even go. That's fucked up. I was, you know, her whole life, I took care of her. Outside of the last 2 years, 2 years, 3 years, whatever it is. And you fucking, you killed her. Is there any other explanation? Why can't you touch her? You touch her and she bites you?
Yep.
Why? What is she eating? Nothing she's supposed to, you... I think it was... I don't suppose we'll ever know. But, like, I think it's real fucked up. That I get a fucking late night phone call. Can you fucking... I gotta... Hold on. I gotta get up. I can't... Just...
I gotta.
You can. She's on death row right now.
I know.
And I can't even fucking say goodbye to her. Like that's fucked up. She's gonna die. Going, where the fuck did he go?
I know.
What? Why would you do that? Like, fuck me. What about her, dude? Fucking, well, you, at least Spencer's gonna be there, but it's the fucking, at least she knows him, right? Like, she didn't really appreciate him when he was younger, because he was real touchy, grabby, feely, squeeze you up a little too hard, you know. It wasn't his fault. He understand a cat is not a dog. You know what I mean? The way that you pet a dog is not the way that you pet a cat. They don't appreciate it. That's real fucked up.
You did that cat dirty.
I'm so filthy.
She did.
Filthy, you did her.
You did her dirtier than us.
Bro, she was assassinated. I don't hear nothing else.
Assassinated.
He clipped the cat. Bro. What do you do? Death. That motherfucker brings death and only death, dude. I'm telling you. You killed my cat. The fuck did y'all do to her? And I gotta watch this happen now. Like a fucked up leaked internet video. I gotta look at this through my phone.
Like a prison, like an ISIS
video. I gotta watch them give her the fucking needle and just sit. She can't even fucking, I can't even just touch her little face so she knows that I'm with her. Because if anybody fucking cared, I cared, man. I went hungry so that cat could eat. Don't fucking talk to me about rights for animals, bro. I'm not trying to hear it. Ugh. It's fucked up. I really, you could have just fucked up my morning and my whole day instead of calling me tonight and telling me this. Because now, like, all I'm going to think about is, like, you know, this is it. And there's nothing that I could do, man. I have $2 in my bank account. And not for nothing, but if I went there, not only would I not see the cat, but I would 100% go to jail. It's on the tray back there. I put it a little too far because there's no room on the table. I need to fucking pack a bowl, dude. I have to. My cat is gonna die tomorrow. She's gonna die, dude. They're killing her. They killed her. They fucking killed her. You killed my baby. Motherfuckers. I'm not even joking, dude. Like, she was a fat cat, but she was not an unhealthy animal. The last time she went to the vet, which wasn't long before shit hit the fan, remember? She was fine.
This is because Jed did get her shots done.
Yeah, the shots are not done. Shit did. The litter box, I can't imagine. What is she eating? I can't do it though, bro. Like, the fuck, man? Like, I fucking... Man. I can't even pay for the cat because the money won't go to the cat. Even if I hand this motherfucker cat food, it doesn't guarantee that it's going to the cat. It'll go in the trash just because I brought it to the house, you understand? So I can't even contribute and feed my... What am I supposed to do? She booted me out and she took her from me. You can't even see her. I brought her that fucking hacky sack. Like... Now she's dead. And you get another trophy, you fucking serial killer. You know, now you know what this emotional vampire is going to do now. She's going to take her trophy from the cat that she fucking murdered, and then she's going to parade it around. My cat died, but this was hers, and she loved it. She got it from my ex who did this, that, and the other thing, and now he's with my best friend. Please, bro. Please, bro. Ugh, he probably
that
murdered...
It's
fucking sad that you let that shitty dick motherfucker contribute to killing my cat, man. Because what else could it... I'm sorry. Signs and symptoms. I know how to fucking recognize a virus. It all adds up. There ain't no vaccine for this shit. Ain't no boosters for this shit. Please, man. My fucking cat's gonna die tomorrow, dude. That's fucked up. I got her when she was little. She couldn't even eat fucking food. I didn't even want this motherfucker. You don't understand the process of what happened. I was like a real dad, dude. I didn't want you when you came, but then you got here and I couldn't turn away, man. She brought her into the house. I'm like, fucking... Now that I'm done now. What am I supposed to do? I'm invested. I'm invested. It's over. She climb over on me and fall asleep on my lap. I'm done. You got me. That's it. We're going to get kicked out of here. Because we can't have animals. Which is why I didn't want you here in the first place, pal. It wasn't personal. It wasn't against you. Swear to God, the landlord would come by and look for a reason to kick us out. I wish I was making up stories. Gotta fucking hide a litter box, dude. Stop playing with me. Stop that. Seriously, though, I had nothing. Nothing. I scraped together the fucking change that I had to make sure that she had food every day. And a clean litter box to shit in. I did that. I took care of her, man. And I'm not saying that Jen never did, but I don't know what the fuck happened in that apartment over the last 2 years into that cat's environment. to send her from a healthy, normal, slightly overweight, fucking Roseanne Barr asshole cat to, you can't touch me, I'll bite you. But come on, dude. What did you do? What happened?
She went mad.
Yo, I bet you she was like, she got cancer from hate. That's what happened. That's what happened. She said, I'd rather die than live another day with this shit dick next to me. Kicking me and shit, probably. Please, dude. Please, dude. I can imagine what goes on in that fucking place. She'd be longing for the days to hear me screaming into the computer. She'd always run into the other room, though. She'd stay jumping on my lap while I'm recording shit and petting her like Dr. Claw. Right? And then as soon as I get hyped up and I start yelling about something, she darts, runs off. Every time people come over, she's hiding. That was the good thing, is when she wanted to disappear, you couldn't find her. It doesn't matter how big the apartment is. That cat is gone. You won't get a trace of her CSI. She's fucking out.
You're looking for a good 20 minutes.
Seriously.
In a small two-bedroom apartment.
Good luck. Good luck, pal. You ain't finding that cat if she don't want to be found. And if you do find her, nothing nice is going to happen to you. She will bang you up. But she's a ham. She ain't trying to hurt nobody. Just don't back her into a corner. She's a maniac. She used to hang out, I swear to God, dude. When we moved into this house at Bayville, we had a front porch that was arguably screened in. And I say arguably because it's the worst hack job you've ever seen in your life. There's holes everywhere, and I'll tell you why. Fucking squirrels. Squirrels. Because they know there's food on the other side, so they chew through the fucking netting like, where's the shit? The cat's out here. Where's the food at? We know something's going on in here. Fucking, I whacked one of those SOBs with my icebreakers. Fucking got him clean right in between the eyeballs. He didn't stick his fucking head back in that hole again.
You're terrible.
Fuck that. You're invading my space, motherfucker. Back up. Regulate. I live here.
I paid these bills.
Yeah. Icebreakers, bitch. For what I was paying for that place? Suck my balls, bro. No intruders. I'm not having it. Ugh. I'd have buried him in the backyard if he tried taking over at Bayville. But that was a big bill, dude. But besides, that's not the point of the story was that we used to let her out on the deck because she's a fucking cat and she needs stimulation. You need outside air and sunlight and birds to stare at and try to kill when they come on the porch. That's part of a cat's life, dude. But she'd break out. She'd sneak out because she saw the raccoons start coming in. She's like, what's up with these guys? What are they about? Right?
Killing the raccoons.
They rip a hole through the fucking screen in the bottom trying to get their cat food during the day because some of these guys got the fever and they come out when the sun is out. Right?
The fever.
They do. Studio 54 and all the way up to the fucking deck, porch, whatever it is. I can't even think because I'm thinking about this gross little thing foaming out of its mouth walking towards me.
What about the video
me?
I sent you the other day?
Ugh. Look at... Ugh. There was like 50 of them sitting in a garbage can. Their beady little eyes just... We're eating garbage, man. What are you looking at? Fuck you, bro. Fuck you. Fucking trash panda. Ugh. Anyway, she would go under the deck, dude, with the groundhogs and the skunks. There was a family of skunks under the deck. They got into some turf wars, dude. They fucked us up one night. Because I don't know if you know this or not, but this ain't the Nature Channel, but let me tell you something, buddy. Skunks spray each other, Johnny Knoxville. It happens. I smelled it. I smelled it. You can't smell nothing else. It's a two-story joint. We're all the way in the top story, hanging out of the fucking back window in the top room, smelling onions and assholes. It smells like burnt onions, bro. It's the worst, but like high definition. Like in your nose.
High definition.
This shit is in like 8K. Streaming clean. I would like a broadcast interruption, please. Somebody scramble this signal. This shit is serious, bro. And no Febreze helping you. Mm-mm.
No tomato juice.
There's thank you. Good luck. Crack all the cans. Nothing's happening.
Crack all the cans.
However you open them. I don't use can openers. We know this.
I didn't know where you were going. Whew, you're making me cry.
You know what? I'm glad I can laugh, even though I really want to fucking cry. And a small part of me is gonna die tomorrow. I don't want to watch this cat die like a creepy YouTube video. This is gonna be like a video on the dark web. This is from. She's gonna just be on the table, convulsing and shit, and I gotta just watch it like a prisoner,
don't do that,
like an executioner,
doesn't happen like that.
No, no, she's not gonna be shaking and Frankenstein and all over the table. Looks like they're giving her electric shock treatment.
She's just gonna sleep.
I hope so. Deeply, come on, you make it the biggest dose you got, pal. She hates needles. But she'll take it like a champ, though, because that's my girl. Right? We don't raise pussies in my house. Talk about it. Talk about it. This girl was trying to eat food with no teeth in her face. Trying to eat kitten food. Couldn't even chew nothing. Wouldn't accept liquids. I'm telling you, dude. We went and got fucking... I don't give a cat milk. I figured this out, bro. Because when we first got her... And she's trying to eat. You have gel in your mouth, bro. There's not even teeth formed yet. It's like the outline of what a tooth is going to be eventually. It's weird how it grows in. That's how young she was. She was definitely too young to be with us. She should have still been nursing on her mom. But it was, if we didn't take her, they were going to bring her to the cleaners and that was going to be it for her, right? But you can't do that. That's why I gave her the pass in the first place. I tried to save her fucking life. I tried. I did for a while. It's just sad that now, as soon as I left, everything... Like, part of the reason why I left you that place was so you wouldn't have to give her up, man. And so she didn't have to go to a weird family. Yeah, or get put to a fucking shelter. Yeah, and catch the needle for no reason.
You kill her anyway.
Well, she was definitely mad at me the last time I seen her. She was fucking pissed. She wouldn't even play with the hat. Maybe she didn't play with it because she doesn't feel good. Because she wouldn't even, when I was petting her, I felt she is very hard. Because it's probably like tumors or some shit in her stomach. Some kind of cancer. Because right above her left leg... The backside of her stomach was all hardened, and the front was fine. You could touch her head and her neck and her shoulder blades, but if you go past that, she would bite you. But they're probably not even paying attention to what she's trying to tell them because... Allegedly, all that shit, whatever I gotta say, but it's common sense that if for 2 years I haven't been there and she was healthy when I left and now she's gonna die, like they're saying it's just, she's 15, it's old age. I think it was assisted suicide, Your Honor. That's what I think it was. I think somebody don't want to shell out the cat food and the cat litter money no more. They want to spend it on meth instead. You get rid of the cat, that's more money, man. We could be getting high with that money, man. What does the cat do anyway?
You can't get Amanda over here, bro.
Bro. Really sucks. Really fucking sucks.
It's fucking...
I'm sad that she's gonna die because it didn't have to go like this. I mean, I know everybody's gonna die one day and she would have croaked eventually, but it wouldn't have been like this, I don't think.
Jen would have took her to the vet. For the past 2 years,
they would have caught it early.
They would have caught it early.
Even if they would have had to put her down then, at least. Or, you know, if you'd, like, let her live with it until she can't. Whatever the situation would have been, at least it would have been different.
Yep. But no.
I could have fucking been there instead. Now, you go, you don't even let me fucking... You would think, honestly, that somebody... You know what, bro? Go and get the kid, man. Go and get the kid and bring him. Like, if I have to, I'll pay you money when I get paid, bro. Whatever. Like, seriously, man. That's fucked up. But that's okay. You can't expect favors from nobody. But this is different. Like, this was... my fucking cat, man. I spent a lot of time with her.
I think she'd call you.
Well, she can't. She's blocked on everything. That's going to be the new excuse now. Well, you blocked me and I couldn't tell you about it. But I don't even want to fucking talk to her about it. Because I'm...
You got nothing nice to say.
Mm-hmm. All I'm going to do is come with accusations and hostility. And there's no sense in doing that. It's not going to change the fact that she's getting a needle tomorrow. And it's fucked up that I had to hear it like this. And then she has to go out like that and I can't even see her. That's fucked up. Well, it was a great day. Not anymore. Well, at least the day was good. The night is shot. Because you can't take away the good. I would say I'm going to miss her, but I haven't seen her already. So it's not like I miss her already, you know? It's like she died when I got kicked out. So really, this is just, you know, I feel like we're about to go through a formality. That cat died 2 years ago. Unfortunately for her. The second I got booted out of that apartment, her life was over. And I knew it. I knew it. That she wouldn't, like... I never would have thought that I would be the fucking person that holds shit together, but clearly I am. Yeah, so, well, I'll probably talk about it tomorrow, I guess, I don't know. Just fucked up. Because, you know, that's how you know, like, you think you're going to get unblocked because the cat's getting put down? You're not. Business concluded, bro. Sad to say. That cat was the last thing that tied us together. You're on your own now. And no reason for you to talk to me. It's bad enough she's gonna be in the fucking room when it happens. You get to be there, but I don't. And this is another fuck you from you to me. Because you get to be like, well, you know, again, you don't show up. I get to hear that tomorrow. Because you know there's gonna be a jab. You know there's going to be a jab about how I didn't show up to be there and I should be there, blah, blah, blah. Something's going to be said because there has to always be something, man. That's fucked up. My cat's going to die. I mean, like this. I can't even be there to see her up. You know, a pet is supposed to be the one time in life that you actually, like, you're not guaranteed, you're almost guaranteed to be there in the end. You know, or for the end, I should say. Like, you know it's coming. With people, it could be whenever.
Honestly, I thought he was talking about Jen.
I can't believe this shit, bro. I really can't. Good for her, though. She's getting out. Good for you, man. You don't have to live in that fucked up life. You didn't deserve what they did to you.
Or you could rest peacefully.
Mm-hmm. I want her fucking...
chaos of crap.
And we're not even going to get her ashes, watch. Nothing. They'll give her the needle and that'll be the end of the story. Fucked up. She gets nothing.
You think Jen? I don't think Jen's... Mommy ain't paying for it.
Fuck no. Fuck no. No way. No way. That would never happen. That's fucked up. That's. But I had a feeling the last time I seen her was gonna be the last time I seen her.
Seven.
I did say it, right?
You did say it.
I did say it. At least, you know what? I said my goodbye to her, though. I did. I did. But at least she'll hear my fucking voice before, you know, the lights go out. I wanted to know I'm with her. But I spent my time with her. She wasn't the same, man. She wasn't the same cat. She kept trying to get me to go into the bedroom. That was really fucking weird. She's like, all right, come on, man.
All right, let's go to bed.
Let's go to bed. Come on, what are you doing? Like, bro, I don't
live here no more.
Yeah, you don't understand. It's not, the program has changed. Feel bad. I felt terrible. He's like, dude, I'm sorry. That life that you knew is not coming back anymore. Right? That's fucked up. Because I fought to see her. I bought food for her. Couldn't even get it to her. Wanted to bring it myself to her to make sure she was going to get it. To make sure she was going to get it. And that wasn't allowed to be a possibility. Because somebody that didn't belong there wasn't trying to leave. I'm not going to jail, bro. I'm not going to jail, bro. Because I got nothing. Every disrespectful and horrible thing for that man. That's what I got. I'm not going back. And I know that that man would intentionally egg me to act in a specific way that is going to land me in such a position, and I'm not doing that. You can't have that. I made a choice. I would rather this life than that life. I did that life. That life didn't work out.
You walked away. You were the bigger person and walked away. Why these two still sit here and
killing,
act like
killing.
Toddlers?
Killing themselves and everything around them.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't tell you you're headed in the wrong direction. When everything around you starts to die, shouldn't you realize it's time for a life change? Lifestyle change?
No.
Yep. Yep. That's how it works. Oh, now I'm sad now. Pass the pipe, man. That's how we got here. But you don't want to... Whatever. Not my chair, not my problem. That's what I say. Yeah, not my circus, not my monkeys. That's right. That's right. I tame my monkeys. You heard me? I got it. I tame my monkeys. Okay? I smoke weed and a little bit of caffeine. Like I said... We slid the mushrooms under the napkin. Nobody knows nothing. That's once in a while you do that to keep your mind straight. Because you got to question yourself sometimes. And I feel like that's what they do a good job of forcing you to analyze. At least they, for me, when I took them, they helped me to analyze my actions and why I did certain shit. Like, all right, it makes sense. I didn't just wake up one day and decide to destroy my life. Everything just got so bad, I think, that I was just like, I'm going to be in charge of a bad choice for once. So, like, I didn't look for it, but the opportunity presented itself, and I was like, fuck it, right? It's all bad, why not make it worse? And that's never a good idea. You don't want to do that. But that has nothing to do with the fucking cat. I mean, it just occurred during her lifespan, so I think about it. At least she lived a full cat life. She got the full experience on a small scale, dare I say. I brought her a hacky sack that touched dirt in Delaware and West Virginia. Shut the fuck up. I did that shit. I brought it right to her, and I brought that hacky sack with me for every sack of weed that I picked up for 2 years. That hacky sack was right next to my bag, dude. Every strain I bought in the last 2 years touched that fucking hacky sack, dude. Because I had her with me in my thoughts, even though I wasn't with her in the apartment and I didn't see her. I still would think about her all the time. That's why I got the fucking thing, because I seen it out in the spot. And I'm like, bro, she fucking loves this. I gotta get her a new one anyway. And it was neon green. I love that shit. It just jumped out of me. As soon as I walked into the spot, I looked over it. It was sitting in the rack, just on the top, just sitting there like a cherry on a sundae, man. And it called out to me, right here, bro. This is it. Like, fuck. Definitely, right? Mess around with it a little bit, get my scent on it. The boys kicked it around. The doinks kicked it around in West Virginia and Delaware. I'm like, dude, this is fucking awesome. I took this thing places. She gonna smell the shit that she's never smelled in her life. And that she would never smell in her life. But I get to bring her home that experience. That's fucking cool. You want to talk about a souvenir, man? That's what's up. I bring you the smell of the dirt from this place, man. So you can smell the animals that fucking live over here. That's crazy. I should have recorded the loons and said I did play her the noise. It's too bad I couldn't have seeing the look on her face. If she would have heard that shit in the middle of the night, she would have bugged out. Oh man, she would have been all over the tent. She would have ripped a hole in it, got out, run off into the woods somewhere. That would have been it for her. She was a good girl, man. Apparently, as you know, she followed Jen around over one of her friend's houses. That's where she was born at. And this chick had other cats. She was going to leave the state. And these cats were going to go to a shelter. Obviously, they're going to get wrapped up. But they're kittens, so most of them maybe would get adopted. But you never know. So she fucking wanted to take one of them. This one was following her around. She wanted one of the other ones. But since she was following her around, she was like, I guess I'll bring this one back. As soon as she brought her back, dude, she clung to us and that's it. Don't like people. She accepted you, though. She liked her a lot. She was really into the devil. She took the kids after a while, and she was best friends with the fucking dog. She loved Samura to death, bro. That was her bitch. After she died, she slept in her bed. This, when we went to the last time I went to the apartment, well, not the last time, but one of the few times that was over there, she was sleeping in the dog's bed. They were tight. There's a lot of memories I have.
Yeah, well, we can't find her. That's where usually she is, because we don't think to look in there.
Yeah.
Because she doesn't go in
there. Here, now you can pull it up. Is this really hanging off? There you go. Like, I'm literally in bed about to go to sleep. And I get the call. I mean, that's always when you get the death call, isn't it? Ugh. It's the worst, bro. But dude, I have a lot of memories of her, like, running around in the front yard with the dog in Bayville. Like, it was a short-lived life to have a house and all that, but we had it for a minute. She seemed really happy there. I felt bad for her when we had to move to the apartment because it's such a small, much smaller space. The good news is she got the window, though, so she got to people watch all day, and there's a lot of shit to see that goes on in this neighborhood, apparently. Ugh. That cat's seen a lot of shit. That's why they're putting her down. You saw too much, kitty. You gotta go. Poor girl. But she did live a good life. She lived a full life. Or at least I would like to think that she did. Right? Because she started out in a little apartment. We used to bring her to the beach. She don't like sand, though. She was not cool with that. She did not appreciate sinking into it at all, and she was not having it. So her salt life wasn't going to work for her. So when we moved out to the house, we had a small yard. We'd bring her outside sometimes or let her sit on the deck. But after she got out, when the neighbors were supposed to be looking after her, we were like, fuck it. Right? She's already out. And she didn't go far. She stayed in the yard. But still, it's not good. But she's fucking running around with the dog and shit. So she got to be outside. It's not like she was imprisoned all her life. She got to do some cat things. Hunt shit down. Hang out with fucking groundhogs and skunks. Because she would go outside and then she would not come in. The street lights would come on and I'd be like, all right, man, get inside. Raccoons are coming out soon. And she'd be like, so what? I'm cool with them. We're all right. I'm like, bro, well, they're not coming inside. She's like, all right, well, we're going to hang outside. I'm like, get your ass in this house right now. You want to live here, you come in when I tell you come inside. Because that's the rules, right? That's how I was raised. That's how I'm raising you. Get in the fucking house. And she said, yeah, bet, but come get me now under the deck with the groundhogs and the skunks. Come get me now. I'll see you in the morning, pal. When I want to eat, I'll come back out and you can feed me. I'll see you later. That's, I swear to God, dude, I wish I was making up stories. Never got sprayed. Never got sprayed once. Lived under the deck with the fucking skunks. Never got sprayed once. That's how much of a gangster my cat is, bro. The maniac in gray and black she is, dude. I don't really like cats, but she was the exception to the rule, man. I mean, she grew up, she hung with the dogs. I'll tell you that. She was not a sob. She's a good girl, man. And it sucks that I don't get to, I mean, I know I said I spent my last time with her, but I really would have liked to have been there in the end to hold her little head and pet her so she knows that she's safe, you know? Like, it sucks that it has to happen this way, but it's better for you. I could have at least told her that. Now she don't even get to hear it. It's not the same coming through a phone, man. She's probably gonna feel like I betrayed her. That's how I would feel if I was her. That's why she was mad at me. You could tell she was grilling me when I walked in. She didn't even run over and rub on me. She just stared at me. Like, oh, now you wanna show up? Now you wanna show up? She don't wanna hear about the please. Politics, cat. It's all nonsense. She was a good girl, and she picked her own name. Because we were talking about my grandmother, who happened to be named Stella. And Jen was trying to pick out different names for her, most of which were whack, and I don't even think the cat appreciated it. But when we were talking about her, she ran over and responded to it. As if, like, yup, that's the name that I want. Because she would ignore the other ones, dude. She's like, no, bro, you're not calling me that. It's weird. It's like she picked her own fucking name. I mean, say what you want. Coincidence probably. I don't know, man. But she did. That's what happened. I was there. I seen it. She spent a lot of time on my laptop, man. I don't even get to post a picture of her to be like, you know, this is it, man. She's taking the fucking, she's doing it. Right? She's biting the bullet. I don't even get to do that. But whatever. You can look on my Instagram. She's there. I'll share a picture of her. That's what I'm going to do. I have to go into my old shit and share something for her. Man. That sucks. I'm getting a cat print put in the collage tattoo that I'm getting because she earned a spot on my fucking body, dude. She really did. She was like a child. Like, we helped you grow up, basically. I mean, all you gotta do is feed them, but still, though, bro, you gotta fucking, I spent a lot of time with that cat. When it was just me and her by ourselves hanging out in the fucking house on a lot of bad days that I had, dude, she'd just curl up with me and be like, you know, don't be sad. You got me. I'm here. You know, that shit's powerful, man. That really sucks, dude. I feel bad for her, but I can't help her. I don't have a place of my own. I couldn't take her with me. Otherwise, I would have. At least I would have known she would have been taken care of, man. To the degree that, you know, up on your shots, you know, you, all that. But, you know, shit happened the way it happened. There's nothing I could do. Yeah, I did. I got her fucking neutered and all that, whatever it is, whatever, spaded. Yeah. I got her spaded. Fucking.
The only thing Jim did was bring the fucking cat home. That's it. What else did she do?
No, I did that. I cleaned her litter box. We used to take turns buying it. Or I would, 1 week I would buy cat food, she would buy cat litter, and then we would switch it. But then eventually it was just me buying everything. But you know, that's how it goes, man. But at least she had it. Cause she can't, you can't have them go without. It's not acceptable. Cause they're like a child. They can't feed themselves. She can't go to the store and buy fucking food. And anything that she kills outside is not good for her to eat. You know. You can't do all that. Sucks, man. Two years, bro, and she's fucking dead. But at least she had a roof over her head the whole fucking time. That was my contribution. I can't do nothing else but leave you a roof, kid. The rest is up to her. and the people that supposedly care about you. But where they at when you need their help? I don't know. They're nowhere to be found. I can't go there and check on her. You know, I couldn't. I had to choose. Like, that's fucked up. But that's the position they put me in. What am I supposed to do? Go to a court that I can't afford and demand to see my cat? How the fuck does that work? I don't think anybody's going to be looking to hear what I'm saying. They'll be like, dude, we got actual things to do in here, sir. Will you fucking go home already? Right? Go get a different animal. It's like, bro, you don't understand the process, do you? Like, how is it like I fought with this asshole to stay out of the paint bucket? Like, that was a whole summer ordeal in the apartment, was fighting this cat to stay out of the goddamn paint bucket, dude. Fuck. Fighting her to keep my food like a fucking dog. Like a fucking dog, she'd jump up. Worse than a dog. Worse than a dog, because a dog will sit on the floor and just stare at you, right? And be like, don't you feel bad for me? Don't you think I deserve a piece of whatever you're eating, man? Come on, dude. Don't I always look out for you? Don't I always get excited when you come back? Hook me up, bro. This cat is worse than that. Jump on the couch, get in my fucking face, smell me, and then go right to the food. What are you doing over there, right? Smell it and then try to eat it, bro. Who the fuck are you? What do you think you're doing? No, bro. Give her the palm real quick, dude. It's disrespectful, but you gotta take your head and just push her back away. Like, I don't think so, man. Your food is over there, bro. You can't eat this shit. Like a fucking dog, though. She is, man. Wild. That cat's wild. But she's alright, though. Because she don't fuck with people that she don't know. And while she doesn't like to fight other cats, except for ones that she's related to, apparently. Because she fucked that cat up bad. They were fucking each other up. They brought her, when we brought her over, I think her sister's house, I don't remember where it was at, but the other cat was there, that orange one that my mom's got, and they were fucking each other up bad. She was biting his balls and shit. Just savage, dude. She smacked a giant compared to her dog in the face. I don't remember what breed it was, but it was big. Tried sniffing her, and she said, "Bop." I don't think so, bro. Get out of my fucking face, man. You're violating right now. Back it up. Back it up, sir. I'm not doing all of that. She's bad, dude. What other cat you know can hang out? I'm going to say it again. Hang out with skunks and not get sprayed. I'll fucking wait. You ain't never heard of that in your life. She was bad, dude. Bad, dude. But no matter who you are or how bad you are, you can't beat a junkie, man. And a junkie environment ain't good for nobody to live in. That's why they all die. That's why. Because you can't survive in it long. Killed her. Allegedly. Whatever I gotta say. I can't prove it, but, you know, whatever. It's not like we're going to know now. They're just going to give her the fucking needle and that's it. They're not going to run her blood and ask questions, right? Nobody's going to do an autopsy and try to figure out, did she get whacked? They stick fish bones in her food. What happened here? How'd they take her out? Or, I mean, you know, maybe it was some of that dewormer shit. It could have been that. And, I don't know. There were some scary moments, dude. We gave her this dewormer shit because they were pressing it. Being like, yo, that's what she should be on. I'm like, all right, whatever. We gave her a little bit of it. She started spazzing and having twitches and shit. Throwing up. foaming out the mouth. We thought she was going to die. She didn't, obviously, because she's doing that tomorrow. She's penciled in, unfortunately. But that was fucking scary. That sucked, man. I'm not even going to lie to you. I was crying on that deck outside on the floor with her while she's spazzing and twitching and shit. Like, you know, I'm not even going to lie to you, dude. I thought that was the end. Fuck. That shit was rough. She made it because she's bad, dude. I told you that. That cat didn't fuck around. It takes a lot to take a bitch like that out. That's what I'm trying to say. She was no slouch. Raised with the baddest. She lived, bro. I know you're not supposed to give cats food, but once in a while, I would give her, like, ham and shit. Because, you know, if you would eat a fucking bird, obviously, you could eat meat. It's just not designed to process it like that. But I don't know what the fuck cat food is either. So there's that. Who knows what the fuck we were feeding her for years. Or what she's shitting into, if that's even healthy. If it gives human beings schizophrenia, it's probably not the greatest thing in the world for, you know. But whatever, dude. I don't know. I don't understand it. If you clean a litter box, you get schizophrenia. But if a cat across the world shits, we can heat up the turds and turn it into coffee and charge $1,200 for a fucking canister of it, whatever it is. It's wild. Man. So that's it. This is for Stella, man. Fucking
Seymour!
Roseanne!
Seymour!
Feed me!
Feed me, Seymour!
That's
it. I want you, Seymour.
Yeah. And, dude.
I go back on old podcasts listening just to listen to you yell at the cat. Those are the best ones.
Well, I mean, yeah, we used to argue about her food schedule because it was out of control, man. You can't substitute love with food, miss. I'm telling you. She's like, well, you smoke weed. I'm like, yeah, I'm the adult here. Okay? You're not supposed to judge me for my decision making. I'm trying to raise you better than me. I don't know, man. That sucks. She was a good girl, though. I know I said it, like, but I'm gonna keep saying it because she was and she is. She had a mean streak to her, but we all do. When we got her spayed, it's funny, the vet nurses came out and they were like, is she like really aggressive? No. She's like, okay, well, you know, we keep trying to pick her up and she keeps trying to attack us. This lady brought her out in hawk gloves, dude. Holding her out like this. Like, she won't let anybody touch her. But when you touch her stomach, she tries to grab your hand and pull it towards her so she can, like, bite it, but like, I'm fucking with you. I'm not really gonna bite you, but I'm fucking with you. Like, that's how she does. They don't understand. They didn't understand her personality. They thought she was wilding out. That's not even what was happening. You don't understand this girl. Man. It sucks that she's gonna be gone. And I got nothing. Can I get a fucking... She probably don't even have tags no more. Like, come on, man. I get nothing. It's like she never existed. Well, you can't take my memories. I got those. I spent a lot of hard, sad days with that cat. In pain. When I was withdrawn after they took me off the Percocet. Because whether you're a fucking head or not, if you take that shit for 8 years straight, you're gonna withdraw, dude. Because you get chemically dependent on it. You don't have to abuse it. If you take it on a scheduled time every fucking day and then you don't, that's the same as just because you're not abusing it, you're still doing it every day just like an addict would. She was there right next to me, throwing up, fucking shaking, everything. And she's just sitting right next to me, just rubbing me like, dude, you'll be alright, dude. You'll get through it, man. You're alright, man.
I'm right here.
Yeah, I'm right here, bro. Don't even think about it. Yeah. She was there for a lot of hard shit. The only cat would go outside and not run away. Unless she was, the problem is, she's smart, definitely afraid of cars. So she'd go outside, like, she'd be curious to go out on the front step, but as soon as a car would whiz by, she'd be like, try to dart off, like, I need to get away from that, not realizing that you're on a main strip, dude. You can't go outside over here. That's why the house was cool, because we were on a back road, so she could just hang out. That's how she lived her full life. She got to go outside because she got let out for 2 weeks outside fucking running around like a maniac. I was in Virginia. What the fuck did I know, dude? You think that people would take a keep an eye on her, but I don't know what happened. I wasn't here. Got out running the streets. But she came back, though. It didn't take long. And she was good, man. It sucks that she got the end that she did. She didn't deserve that. She deserved better than that. And I'm sad that I couldn't give her the proper end. Or at least be present for whatever end that she was gonna get. At the very least, I feel like I'm entitled to that, should I say such a thing. I mean, I did raise her, after all. I stayed home many nights that I could have gone out because nobody was going to be there to watch her and make sure that she was good. That she was going to get fed and have water and a fucking clean spot to shit and piss in. You know, but whatever. That's all right. Sucks that she's gone, man. Or that she's gone. But the next time you hear from me, she'll be gone. And that's tough. I guess, you know, all you could do is appreciate them while they're here. That's it. That fucking sucks, though, bro. You had to go out like that. You don't deserve that shit. This shit, she must have, this is a very different environment from what she came up in. Not saying that me yelling and screaming is necessarily a great thing, but it's a lot better than what's going on right now. I can promise you that. And I'm sure that probably contributed to it. I wouldn't fucking doubt it, man. That's fucked up. So what was that, 2011? 2011 to 2020-24 we're in now? Took me a second. Gotta make sure I'm in the right year. I gotta write that down. I'll put that somewhere. That'll probably go in the collage too. I'll put the, if I don't put the cat print, I'll put the date. I'll work it into a design somehow. I'm gonna figure it out. This shit's gonna be sick. You're not even prepared to see how fucking awesome it's gonna be. I know it's gonna be fucking crazy. It's gonna, honestly, it's gonna be hard to top this one. I'm gonna say that right now. I don't think I'll need another tattoo after this one, because it's gonna be tough to beat it. But rest in peace to Stella. You lived a long life, man.